Welcome to the My Best Self podcast. This is your home to discover unshakable confidence, peace, and motivation to become your best self. I'm your friend and host, Natalie Champlin. Now, let's make it a great day. Welcome back to another episode of My Best Self. Today, I wanted to talk about failure. Why? Well, because I'm going through a 30-day challenge, and I'm on day two, and we're talking about failure. So I thought, why not document some of the things that I'm doing? So this challenge is a 30-day challenge to build a funnel, okay? And you guys all know, I would guess, that I want to be an entrepreneur, and I love online marketing, and that's kind of the thing I am focused on right now. Is how can I make money online? How can I build a product that's really valuable for people and sell it over and over and over and over and make a lot of money doing it? Because that sounds so awesome, doesn't it? Now, I also want this to be a product that leads into a suite of products that I offer, and I want to do live events and coaching and different things like that. So we are starting with one product, and we're learning about this first week of our training is all about belief and getting ourselves in the mindset of this is totally possible despite all of the failures you've had in the past. And one of the things I was thinking about is how up till now, nearly all of the business endeavors that I have pursued in my mind have been failures. My first business that I started was a website to show people things to do in our college town. It was called Nothing to Do in Logan. And like in some ways, I could actually consider it a success because I was able to actually sell that company and sold it to a local business there who actually reached out to me. And like that was super awesome and I learned a ton. But there was so much I didn't do that I wish I would have, and I had at my fingertips this, I mean, it's 2020 hindsight, but it was back in like 2010. And all this internet stuff was just brand new. And I didn't even, it's frustrating for me now because I didn't take advantage of those things. And I should have been for the last 8 years, 9 years. If I would have been taking advantage of the things that I know now, dang, Gina, things would be a lot different for me. So that feels like a failure to me. Another failure I feel like I had was with my marketing agency. I did actually make a lot of money doing that and it was really great, but it wasn't sustainable and I wasn't able to recreate a $10,000 a month income over and over and over because I was doing all the work and it was me who was the bottleneck. So in some ways I also see that as a failure. And the things I've been trying to do currently, I see as a failure too, because I'm like, you know what? Dang it. None of these things seem to be working, or life is just kicking me in the face. Like last year with going through all of my depression issues and mental health issues. And then this year being pregnant is like, whoa, dang, Gina, so much is coming at me and I feel like a failure. But you know, I look back and I'm like, I am in such a better place than I was before all of those things happened. And I feel like I've grown and I've learned so much. In some ways, I don't really feel like those things were failures. They were learning opportunities. And I know like that can be so cliche, but truly looking at your experiences in life and even the things that you feel like you did horribly or completely screwed up, you can learn something from those things. And if you don't, then that's the danger, is not learning from those past mistakes. Because could you imagine if you made that same mistake again? That'd be super bummer. And so I'm looking at my failures as education and learning for me. Now moving forward, I want to create success, and the only place I can create success is today and in the future. Success and creating that doesn't lie behind me, but what's behind me can be my stepping stones into the future. And so I want you to think about that in your own life. What have been some of the stepping stones that are in your past that maybe you consider to be failures, or maybe you wish they would have gone better, or maybe you have some successes that really taught you a lot? And what is it that those things can do to help you move into the future with better decision-making skills, better information, better relationships and connections, All of those things can give us an advantage for the future. One of the concepts around this that I really like is this idea to up your frequency. Now, when I say frequency, I don't mean the woo-woo, energy, vibrations kind of stuff. I mean literally be more frequent at failing or succeeding or trying to do things, accomplishing projects. So for example, I was in this class and the facilitator of the class had a brown paper bag, and inside the brown paper bag he said, there is 100 $1 bills in here. There's a couple fives, a couple tens, a 20, and there's also a $100 bill, one $100 bill. So he calls someone up and he says, who wants to reach their hand in the bag and see if they can pull out the $100 bill? And so we call on the guy. The guy walks up there. He reaches his hand in. And what do you think he pulls out? He pulls out a one. Okay. So he just kind of stands there. And he's like, okay, I got this one. And the facilitator's like waiting for him to do something. And we're all kind of like, what's happening? Is it someone else's turn now? You know, what's going on? And then he takes the dollar bill and he hands it to someone. And the facilitator says, do you want to try again? And he says, yeah. So he reaches his hand in again and he pulls out a $1 bill. And he kind of doesn't know what to do exactly. And then he hands it off to the girl who's assisting, and he reaches his hand in again and he pulls out another. And then we kind of start to get the point of it. And we're like, keep going. Like, don't stop now. Keep going. And he keeps going. He keeps going. And then finally he pulls out a $20 bill. And he's like, I'm good. I'll stop here. And the facilitator's like, really? You want to stop there? Yeah, $20 is great. Like, this is awesome. This is, you know, this will be super. And he says, okay, if you want to stop, you can. And we're like, keep going. So he keeps going and keeps going. And he puts his hand in and he pulls out, you know, I don't know, 10 more times or something. And finally, he finds the $100 bill. And the point is that at the very beginning, when he was pulling out those $1 bills, he was very reluctant to keep going. Oh, I pulled out a one. I failed. I didn't get the $100 bill. So I'm just going to like stick this $1 bill in my pocket. And that was a bummer. Probably sit down now and let other people go for the $100. Do you ever do that in your life? You just sit down and you stop and you let other people go for the $100. There's no rule that says you can't put your hand back in there and try again. And the faster you try, the more likely you are going to get to that $100 bill sooner than later. So I thought that was such a powerful lesson. And I've been working on using that in my life, this idea of frequency, and telling myself, okay, you failed. That's fine. I used to use failure as an excuse, as evidence. Look, I'm not good enough. Here's proof. You want proof that I'm not very good? Look at that. Look how much money I made from that. Not very much. Obviously, I am not very good at business because I can't make any money. Really, Natalie? Is that really true? No. I can use that and I can convince myself of that. And that has been true for me for the past long time. But that doesn't have to be my story, and that doesn't have to be your story. It doesn't matter what you have failed at in the past. You have the future that is not created yet. And you get to choose that. You get to create. And you can keep trying and you can keep failing. And you know what matters? To me, what matters is continuing to move forward, to try again, to reach your hand back into that bag and keep going for that $100. You keep going until you get that vision that you have. You keep going until you create that thing that you've wanted to create. And once you get there, then level up and level up those dreams and say, man, I did it. What am I going to pursue next? And I'm not going to stop until I get there. Despite, no matter how many times I fail, what's so important to you that you would continue to pursue that despite failure? Because failure isn't an indicator that you suck or that you can't. It just means that that wasn't the right way or that thing didn't work. For some reason, the combination of circumstances didn't work this time. Okay, cool. I'm going to try again. So I hope this has been helpful. Let me know what you think about failure and what are your biggest failures? What have you learned from those things? And you can, I'm never on social media. I'm usually on Facebook. That's where you can find me. You can totally find me on Facebook. My username is Natalie Allen Champlin. And send me a message, or you can join our Facebook community called My Best Self and have a conversation with us in there. That's where most of the conversations I have happen with my online friends and my digital friends, except for they're not, you know, digital. They're real people. We just interact. Okay, you know, sea mollusk, sea cucumber. Ugh, some of you might get that joke. Thanks for listening. You're wonderful, and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to the My Best Self podcast. If this inspired you or helped you in some way, it would mean the world to me for you to do three things. Number one, subscribe to the podcast. Number two is rate and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you do number two, the number three is to screenshot your review and post it on your Instagram stories and then tag me at Natalie Champlin. And I would love to send you a personal thank you and have a conversation with you. Thank you so much for letting me be in your ear today. I cannot wait till we get to hang out next time. Till then, choose happy and keep on smiling.